How you been?
I'm good. How are you?
I want to talk to you a little bit about your efforts to push forth an ordinance that doesn't allow for any discrimination when it comes to sexual orientation or gender in Fargo. Talk to me about why. What makes you feel as though this needs to happen in Fargo?
Well, you know, I've actually had a couple of phone calls, Joel, where people have lost their jobs if they question about having a partner at getting their health benefits. And then I've also heard of people who, as soon as their landlord finds out that they're gay, has kicked them out and basically left them homeless on the streets. And, you know, this isn't something you read about on the front page of the paper, because a lot of people are just fearful of anyone finding out. We have a lot of people who are in the closet, and when they come out, it gets very, very difficult, and they're afraid of being victimized anymore. And so I think a lot of people don't know that it happens and don't think it happens because they don't hear about it and don't see it in the media. But it's one of those quiet discriminations that's going on in our community that we really need to address.
Well, and I think that the important thing is what you just said, the fact that you've been contacted. I think many people believe that this is a solution looking for a problem, and that's not the case. I've had legislators, prominent legislators, come in here and say, well, that's not an issue, and we don't need that. And I looked at them and I said, if it's not an issue, why in the world would you even care? If there's not discrimination happening, you've got nothing to worry about.
Exactly. You know, and it's unfortunate, but it does happen. And, you know, that's the hard part to explain to people, because they don't see it, but people are so afraid to come forward. And, you know, moving into what we did as a city was a simple resolution, but really looking to set up a housing registry, one, to make sure that, you know, any landlords cannot discriminate against people based on sexual orientation or gender identity. And then the flip side, we've been talking a lot, and you probably read in the paper, that there are some new apartment buildings that don't get inspected for up to 17 years for safety issues. And so if we could put a housing registry in place in Fargo, we could remedy that and make sure that we're getting out there more often and that our renters are living in safe housing.
I don't get that. I saw that in the paper, and of course the paper took a let's go slow approach, and I couldn't have disagreed more with them on that. And you know, they in a nice way, because obviously they like you, Melissa, but they took you to task on the approach you're taking on this, and I can't for the life of me figure that out. Because why a community as large as Fargo, which is really a metro area now, why they don't have a registry so that they know what they have out there? What is stopping this? What wall is there that is stopping Fargo from entering into this century when it comes to this?
Yeah, and I think that's a good question. And I've been told that the housing registry was brought up, you know, about 10 or so years ago, and it didn't get very far within the commission, partly because the landlords didn't want it. And, you know, it imposes a fee on them to register annually. And, you know, the flip side to this is if we do have the registry in place, we also need to make sure that we have the staffing in place to get out and do those inspections. And I think, you know, there are some budgetary implications there, but really we need to find out what they are. And, you know, when you think about Fargo, we built over 1,100 apartment units so far this year, and our vacancy rate is 2.2%. We have a lot of renters in Fargo, and it's about time that somebody starts looking and inspecting their housing. And, you know, it's time that we have them in safe housing and that we don't have to worry about it.
But isn't that easy to remedy if financially and staff-wise it's an issue? Isn't that part of the permitting process? If I want to build a fourplex and I want to build an apartment out of it and rent out to people, it would seem to me it's incumbent upon the city to make sure I do it properly. For the very reason Gary Rogers is in Abercrombie, to make sure that someday you don't have something burning down and you don't have a problem. This is where people live and they call homes and home. And so it seems to me that if you're going to permit it, that's an excellent time to say, yeah, to inspect it, it's going to cost this much, and that needs to be part of the permitting process.
Absolutely. I think it's something that could easily be implemented. I'm surprised Grand Forks has had this, Moorhead has had this. Fargo is behind the boat on this, and we really need to look into doing it. And one of the things I plan to do is to run up to Grand Forks and over to Moorhead and look at their system, really see what does it entail, what would the fees be, You know, our landlords are worried about passing those fees on to the renters. And so we do want to keep them reasonable so that the renters don't end up, you know, getting the brunt of the financial impact of this. But it seems to me that, you know, Fargo is the biggest city in North Dakota. We should be taking care of all of our residents.
Have you received any calls on the negative side of this? As a commissioner, have you received calls from people that go down the moral side of what they feel is wrong about people who are homosexual?
I have. You know, I've only received a couple. And, you know, when I talk with them, there was a point when you could discriminate against women and you could discriminate against race. And we've come so far that I think this is the next logical step. You know, and the fact that I've only gotten a couple calls tells me that most people understand that and they really don't see that this is any different than any other sort of human rights issue. But yes, there are some who believe that they should be able to rent to whoever they want and hire whoever they want. But really, to me, this is a basic human rights issue. You can't discriminate against people based on certain classes. And, you know, it just passed in the Senate that you can't discriminate in the workplace against people with sexual orientation and gender identity. And I really think this is something that the tide is turning, both in our community, our state, and our country, and that we just want to be on the forefront of.
You do have an example, you know, 70 miles to the north, where they, and I think you've been very open about that in your conversations with the public about how Fargo doesn't need to take a backseat to Grand Forks when it comes to saying we're in favor of discrimination versus Grand Forks not being in favor of discrimination. But there have been, you know, fairly prominent Fargo legislators who believe it's the right of any landlord to rent to whoever they want. And obviously this flies in the face of that. You disagree with that. And I'm curious as to what argument you would use with those Fargo legislators who say that the landlord should have the right to rent to whoever they want.
Well, you know, part of what makes a community great is its people and the fact, I mean, I work at the Great Plains Food Bank, and so every day I see neighbors taking care of neighbors, helping each other out. If there's a tragedy in a family, you know, I know there was a couple families in Courtney when we couldn't take our crop off, they came and did it for us. That's the nature of our people in North Dakota. And when you start to say that I'm not going to help that neighbor because of this, and I'm not going to help that person because of this, that really flies in the face of some of the values that we have in North Dakota, which it is. We're welcoming, we're helpful of people, we recognize that there's a problem and we step in and we want to be good, helpful neighbors. And to me, that's the bottom line. It's not about picking and choosing who you're going to help and who you're not going to help. This is who we are as a people.
I think it says a lot for the people that voted for you. And it's not an easy argument to fight. I know I've made some of those arguments here, and people don't always like you for it, but I do respect you for doing it. And
thanks a lot.
Commissioner Solblich, thanks for sharing time with us today on News and Views.
You bet. Thanks a lot, Joel.
You bet. We'll see where this goes. 237-5948, 1-800-880-5346.